Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, sports fans? We the best NFL show coming from the fans for the fans. It's the Neek and Rue Show. You're back with us. Hey, man, we've got another fantastic episode in addition to this show. Man, we're at week 15, Neek. We got the week 14. We got some Sunday night football coming up, the Sunday night games. You woke me up from my nap, Neek, sleeping on your couch, said, Rue, it's time for the show. And, hey, we're going to break down week 14 today. We'll give you a little bit of, you know, tell you what's going on. But, really, we're going to break down week 14. Games just ended. We actually got New England and KC still in action with a slight lead. Interesting game. But Neil, with some of the NFL news. Lot going on, you know, in the NFL. Neek, I guess where we want to start off is Ron Rivera. Now, the Giants are likely going to need a head coach in Shermer. I mean, with Shermer head coach now, probably going to get dropped out. You know, who knows about Freddie Kitchens, a lot of other coaches on the hot seat in the NFL. Do you think that Ron Rivera is a guy, that a head coach, an AC, that can get above 500 record in this league? Maybe for my brother. Yes. Rivera had a great 9 years in Carolina, finished off record. I understand it was time for a new owner came in. He wants to put a stamp on the team, get coaching there and everything like that. I get that. Rivera is a well-respected coach from right there. For the New York Giants, Timmy Gettleman do have a little bit of history together right there, which is our general manager. I would love for Rivera to be a coach for the Giants because I don't think Shermer. Shermer should never been the head coach. You guys, if you want to talk about that, I got another New York Giant rant coming this week as well. But, I mean, Rivera, well-respected guy, who gets the most out of the team, no-nonsense guy. He will be a great candidate for any team that needs a head coach, for the Browns, also for the Cowboys. The Cowboys are looking at Urban Meyer, so that will be interesting if that happens. We'll see what happens with Lincoln Riley, if he get Oklahoma to win their playoff game. So, it's going to be interesting coach search going on.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we got Black Monday coming around the way. We're going to have a special Black Monday show this year. None of the show's on Sunday. So tune in to the Neek and Rue Show. We will be coming to you consistently on Sundays now. Tune in at 7, 8:30 time slot, likely 7:30. So tune in. You know you love the show. I want you guys to enjoy it. Along with this news, unfortunately, you know, it's where attrition starts to kick in. Some injuries. Not too many, unfortunately, major players. Guy that actually is still playing, receiving a lot of attention in the news, OBJ. But we'll come back to that. Jamal Adams, he's with the Jets with the ankle injury. You know, they got the linebacker dealing with injuries there for the Jets. They also have Jamal Adams. He's out with the ankle injury. We also have TJ Hockenson dealing with an ankle injury, the first-round pick for the Detroit Lions. But I did want to talk about OBJ. Probably going to need off-season surgery, dealing with the sports hernia issue, and Neek did play for your New York Giants to start off his career. A lot of people in the media seem like we're wanting OBJ to have some discontent. But not only dealing with his injury for the whole season, but people talking about the stats being on the decline. I think he had 3 catches today. We'll touch on that in a second. So I think he's got 6 catches on the year, probably about 850 yards, only 2 touchdowns, though. And a lot's been made of his, you know, depreciating and declining numbers, but he has played in 13 games throughout 13 games this year. That's what I have to say about that. But, Neek, I do want to hear what you have to say because you had an interesting report that you heard early in the day. What I heard throughout the week was OBJ asked if he still wanted to be in Cleveland. He said, I don't know what each day holds. I figured that was some PTSD from him being traded from the Giants. But, Neek, you think there might be more to it than just him not knowing if the team's going to deal him, but also just not knowing if he really wants to be there, huh? Even though he said he wants to be there, there's no place to rather be.
Well, it was reported by Jay Glazer, and I do read news, you know, we're sports analysts, casters, whatever. But, you know, we also keep up with other media writers. And one media writer that I respect, sports media writer I respect, is Jay Glazer. Jay Glazer usually keeps it 100% real. He had a report come out today talking about there's been opposing teams and coaches and players. Well, OBJ has told them.
New England Rams.
Come get it. We'd love to play for you guys. So, Odell's happy right now. He understands that the team's so hyped up for Cleveland this year for them to actually make it to the playoffs. A lot of hype on this team, but unfortunately, right now, they haven't been eliminated from playoff contention, but Cleveland still has a slight chance to get in the playoffs. Don't think that's going to happen, but he's just frustrated. Plus, he's the number one receiver, came out of New York. He's in Cleveland now. He should have known this going into Cleveland. He was going to take a little bit of backseat. He's not the number one guy no more. Cleveland offense, they run the ball well. They should be running the ball like that, but that's why I catch myself like, well, they run the ball well every now and then. But, yeah, so OBJ, he's just right now, unfortunately, upset. He wants to win. He's not winning. He came from New York, didn't win there. He's not winning his first year in Cleveland. So if he's going to keep pouting like this and he keeps making, you know, off-season headways with Cleveland in a negative way, I don't know. I don't know with Dorsey. Dorsey has shown that his tolerance level, his patience level for these type of players is not very long. So we'll see.
So you're saying he's getting a little long in the proverbial tooth in terms of patience. And also it seems the summation of what you're trying to tell me is he's an emotional loser. No, I don't think that's the case, Nick. We shall see, man. We shall see. Hopefully, to me, like I said, OBJ, I think he's had a good, year in terms of production. Not maybe for his level of talent, but I mean for what you'd want, number two receiver. And to be honest with you, that's what he is in Cleveland on a running team. Get in place, sir. Fall in formation. All right, soldier. But Gardner Minshew is the starting quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's something that's happened over the last couple of weeks. Nick Foles really struggling, turning the ball over when he got time, come back from his shoulder injury. And, I mean, I think for the foreseeable future, when you say Nick, Gardner Minshew's the guy. And it'll be mustache mania. Week 15 to look forward to for next week. We're going to talk about toward the end of the show. We're not going to really give scores, pick scores this week, but we will do, you know, things we'll be looking for in week 15. But the game that got flexed to Sunday Night Football, Nick, is Pittsburgh and Buffalo. Now, a lot of people don't know that the lady that my kids call me, is a I do want to say go Bills on this show. I never got a chance to say that before. Yeah, the Bills are, 9-4 right now after losing to Baltimore, a little jinx there. Bills got a realistic chance of getting that sixth spot in the playoffs. And actually, with New England about to lose, I got to check that score and get an update on that. They may have a really good chance of possibly winning. But likely, you'll see the Bills at spot 1-2 to play the Steelers, who I think needs a loss badly. My Browns, I'm not going to touch on that, but from week 13, lost a bad loss to the Hodges. I wish they had multiple chances to score, but it was 4 o'clock in game management. But, Nick, we got to get on to week 14. So, start week 14. I'm going to go right into it. Dallas lost on Thursday Night Football to the Chicago Bears. Both teams kind of founder around that 500 mark, and the Cowboys have fallen to 6-7. Good news for the Cowboys is they have a shite division. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Washington's the hottest team in this division. They just lost today. You got the Giants, who are ineffective. They'll be starting Eli Manning on Monday Night Football. And then, of course, you have Philadelphia, who's been struggling mightily. So both of these teams are going to be under 500 likely heading into the playoffs. One of these teams will head into the playoffs. The other team will be sitting at home. Both teams deserve to be sitting at home. Led to talks of realignment for Dallas now 6-7, and Chicago at 7-6. Chicago, the Bears, Mitchell Trubisky gets the 3 touchdowns and just ran for another one. So all that talk about Mr. Trubisky not being a guy in Chicago, shut your mouth. What is that? Shut your mouth. The Bears win this one 24-20.
Yeah, Bears right now getting on a little winning streak right now. Trubisky has looked a lot better. 244, three touchdown passes. Montgomery ran the ball a little bit, 86 yards. But the Cowboys, man, this is crazy because I know I let ESPN, First Take, and all those other shows on NFL Network just talk about the Cowboys. That's all they want to do, spend all week talking about the Cowboys.
Man.
I get tired of them. But it's like this. Cowboys are struggling right now. They just came out looking flat, and I think a lot of that has to do with coaching. There definitely has to be a coaching change in Dallas next season.
Dallas is not a Memphis team; they're a Soviet Union team.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from, but anyway. So fast forward. Let's move on to today's game. The Patriots just lost, actually, which is crazy because the Kansas City Chiefs with a defensive red zone stop. Which is crazy because Chiefs defense, what? They went to Foxborough and shut down Tom Brady? Yeah. And let's be real, man. The Patriots are struggling a little bit right now, but I'm not going to write the Patriots off because they're 10-3 now. The Chiefs are 9-4. The Patriots' backs are against the wall. This is what I'm going to shock people. I'm going to need this right now. I'm saying the Patriots are going to be stupid this year, but they're not going to be out. They're going to get to get come for time. I believe I'll check what how this team prepared. Their back going to be against the wall, but the Patriots did lose that game. They moved the score 23-16. Also, Oakland Raiders lost today. They got blown out. Had the game. The time was 21-21. Tannehill, man, Tannehill's on fire right now. I can't believe it. We did pick on our season preview. We did predict that Tannehill is going to be the starter for the Tennessee Titans.
More than that.
He has started and he's played very, very well. I mean, his numbers. Tannehill was 21-27 for 391 and three touchdown passes. He did have that tip interception with Mo Hurst. But Derrick Henry, 18 carries, 103 yards, and AJ Brown, 5 catches, 153 yards, 2 touchdowns. And this Titans defense is rock solid as well. They have a lot of playmakers over there. I love that linebacker, Jaylen Brown, who had a fumble recovery, took it for a touchdown. And for the Raiders, they just lack it right now. They have a number one wide receiver defense. There's too many issues in that linebacker group. They definitely need to revamp that in the offseason. But, yeah, the Raiders, I hate to say it, they're probably going to end up finishing 6-10. I know a lot of people are like, what happened with the Raiders? It's just talent. I mean, they just lack the talent right now. Chargers. Basically, you know, knock you guys out of the playoffs. You guys really control as the Oakland Raiders, you know, a couple weeks ago, we're reeling off a couple straight losses. But at this point, I believe with this loss today, Tennessee, who I think currently likely help hold on the sixth spot, either them or you know, for the wild card, the Titans and the Raiders don't have much of make. Don't talk about y'all still like KC, don't you? Yes, y'all don't
have KC.
Oh, y'all still have that, but we got the Chargers, we got the Broncos, we got the Jacks. Like I said, I think maybe 6-10, 7-9. Like I said, too many efficiencies, players lack of talent on that side of the ball. 5-8, they pretty much packed it in. They're going to go for our offseason. Like, 31. Chargers won 45-10. Phillip Rivers, 16-22 for 314, three touchdowns. But the MVP of this game was Austin Eckler, not only for running the ball, 801 yards, but also catching the ball, 4 catches, 112 yards, and a touchdown. And then Joey Bosa had 2 sacks as well. And then for the Jaguars, Minshew, 24-37, 162, but they just fell too far in the hole. They couldn't get back. Fournette, 15 carries, 50 yards. DJ Chark, 9 catches, 75 receiving yards as well. Rue, you want to touch on this game or are you good?
This game is ugly. No, I don't touch on it. Other than the fact that Minshew Mania is alive and well in Jacksonville, but they're not playing good. 4-8, you know, this team showed a lot of promise. Watch them play against the Bengals, this year. But yeah, I mean, the Jags at 4-9. I mean, you know, at some point it looked like they might contend for the playoffs in the AFC South. That is not the case now. And the Chargers at 5-8. I mean, that's a mirage. I mean, they played bad this year. They did not live up to expectations.
Nah, they didn't.
And also, too, we talked about earlier how they're going to be in the hunt for a quarterback in the first or second round.
Oh, yeah, they definitely will. Steelers improved to 8-5. They're definitely right there in that playoff hunt. And that interesting AFC playoff wild card hunt. Steelers at 8-5, they beat the Cardinals 23-17. Defense stepped up, did the thing today. Defense had 4 sacks, 3 interceptions, 2 by Joe Hayden, who found the Fountain Youth. Hodges was solid, 16-19, 152 yards, a touchdown. And the running game, Snell, 16 carries, 41 yards. And White had 5 carries, 41 yards. For the Cardinals, it was a learning curve for Kyler Murray. Let's just keep it real. 3 interceptions thrown. Steelers will show you a variety of different blitzes. And that pretty much confused the young man today. He struggled today, and that would happen. They couldn't run the ball. Drake with 11 carries, 37 yards. Kirk was solid, 8 catches, 85 yards. Defense was deep as well. He did have sacks. Once again, Steelers quarterback catches. Steelers 8-5, Mike Tomlin.
Like you said, Nick, 5 sacks on Kyler Murray, 3 interceptions. You know, that's not a formula to success. Defense, that's an eat. You know, they haven't been doing a good job running the ball. They had a prolific passing ball. They ran for a pass for 150 yards. It's not pretty, but gets the job done. So when you talk about this year, hell yeah, he deserves it. I mean, he's in a way to get it done. When he said, I need to make this trick in my defense, he was right. He was right because he's made all the difference. This team was going to go 4-12. You know what I'm saying? But they always find a way to win.
Yeah, and the game of the day today was that 49ers and the New Orleans Saints game where it was a shootout, 48-46. It kind of reminds me of that Giants-Saints game, which was about, I think, about 5 years ago with Eli and Drew Brees. Man, they put on the show. But in this game, both quarterbacks did not disappoint. Garoppolo, 349 yards, 4 touchdowns. Drew Brees, 349 yards as well. 5 touchdown passes, so both quarterbacks were back and forth. Michael Thomas, as usual, 11 catches, 134 yards. Jared Cook, 2 touchdown receptions on the day. Running game was a little bit of struggle. Latavius Murray led the way for the Saints, 7 carries, 69 yards. For the 49ers, Mostert, 69 yards. And Breida, 6 carries, 54 yards. Emmanuel Sanders threw a touchdown pass and balled out with 7 catches for 157 yards. My boy Deebo Samuel, who I wanted, had 5 catches as well, 76 yards. Deebo, tuck your chain. That's right, man. I told you Deebo was going to do the same. But what I didn't know is Emmanuel Sanders was going to join the team. Threw for a touchdown, caught for another couple. Man, hey, he's making a big difference, and especially when you go against the New Orleans Saints, who a lot of people think is the best team in the NFC. So to deal them a loss, you know, in the NFC West, man, it's crazy out here, like, for real. It's like gladiator sport. It's 3 teams that legitimately can contend for the Super Bowl. You know, and making it to the Super Bowl in the NFC. So, you know, big up to San Francisco and that, I would say that defense stepping up. But, I mean, even a 46 points, you can't say that. But, hey, they showed that Jimmy G can go out there and sling it if he needs to and go blow for blow.
And that's what makes the 49ers very impressive. Defensively, no sacks, no interceptions. This defense didn't have 1 sack or 1 interception. You got to understand that the Saints offensive line was beat up. And for them not to get any pressure on Breeze, and Breeze is a magician back there in the pocket. He doesn't think he gets that ball out quick, but this was a hell of a game. 49ers moved to 11-2, and the Saints moved to 10-3. But actually, the Saints, come playoff time, they will actually host a playoff game because they did win this. They got the division already sold up. And what's crazy, Rudy, is before we continue to move on, talk about these games, is can you believe in the NFC West, man? Just imagine if the Seahawks hold on and win this division, that the 49ers will probably have to go to Dallas and play the Cowboys, who are going to probably end up getting a home game to win the division.
They're going to get waxed. I mean, Cowboys are going to get waxed. Like I said, it's not America's team. I don't like that expression.
Yeah. All right, Cleveland moved 6-7 today, beat the Bengals 27-19. Bengals fall to 1-12. Mayfield struggled a little bit today. But Chubb, 15 carries, 106 yards. Mixon looked good for the Bengals, 23 carries, 46 yards. Rue, your team won.
Chubb got his 100 yards. One of the things is that, you know, Odell came out looking impressive in the game. There was a
a pass that you know was rude. Chubb looked impressive in this game, 600 yards. Odell actually did look impressive. Again, there was a pass that was caught along the sidelines. He didn't have his second foot in. They reversed it. I know what the stats say. And in the first half, when they really went to the receivers, they went away from that in the second half because they need to emphasize the passing game when they were up, the running game when they were up 14-13. You're telling me that Odell only had 39 yards receiving. I'm telling you guys, shut the F up, man. Let these guys play. Let them develop. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you don't always have to have the best stats, but if that bothers your feelings, then maybe you're not meant for this type of football, and eventually it's going to be winning football. So, man, get out of here. The Browns go to 6-7. Should have been 7-6. Should have took care of the Steelers last week, but hey, that's how the cookie crumbles. Let's move on to Baltimore and Buffalo. This was a big game in terms of playoff implications they had. Baltimore, obviously, at this point, Baltimore's 11-2 after victory against Buffalo. They win this one 24-17. A lot of it's on the strength of the defense.
Baltimore, bottom line is this. Six sacks. Defense has six sacks. Made Josh Allen very uncomfortable back there. John Brown has been the one receiver. He couldn't really have 26 yards. Beasley catch 29 yards. So bottom line of this game was Baltimore's defense did the thing. Balled out. Lamar Jackson, solid, 145 yards passing and three touchdown passes as well. Also, another game, almost the game of the day, Rudy got upset because he was like, man, if you don't quit texting, but it was a very entertaining game of football. Was Buffalo improved to 6-7. They did Indianapolis Colts. 38-35, the Colts fall to 6-7 as well.
I got to point this out, Nick. You just took the title for most hood announcer ever with you.
Yeah, I did.
The Tampa Bay did beat it along with Jameis' interception that made him want to beat it himself. But hey, man, moving right along, we're going to run through the scores because some of the sorry games. Hey, Houston, really, they got their butts whooped, man, in the 4 o'clock slot. They came back from making close to the 1 o'clock slot. But Denver, wins this one 38-24. Drew Locke was good. I mean, that's really all I got to say about this one. Houston came to make it look a little like it was, but Denver got big lead in this one. I think 31-3 at one point, I want to say. Along with that game, Nick, we got a couple other games we'll mention, Carolina and Atlanta. They wins this one big. They improved their record to 3-10. That's not good. They beat Carolina 40-10. Carolina falls to 5-8. News out of Carolina is that Cam Newton is probably going to be dumped at the end of the year. They won first. Green Bay goes up their record 10-3, beating Washington 20-10. Washington lose a little momentum. He's got every other week. He has a knee injury. He has another one. I'm sorry to say that Darius Geis, knock on wood. I wish him a career. I think he's a good player. You see that he does not have the best ability, which is available. Miami trying to get a W, but they did not. You could turn it upside down and around and put a crooked little bump on it, and they took that L, and they are in decent position to tank for whichever quarterback they want to set for the world, because I think the Bengals are locked in at this point. And he's telling me that in the last week of the season, the Bengals will beat the Browns, but I say that they are tanking for not Tua, but Burrow. It doesn't rhyme, but epic. That is the Ohio quarterback that they want. But in any event, the Miami Dolphins go back to their losing ways, losing to the Jets 22-21, and the last score that we have, predictably, Detroit 39-1 after a loss to Minnesota 20-7 as the Vikings beat the Lions. Nick, we got a few more minutes to get to these Week 15 scores. I want you to preview Thursday night football for me if you can, and whatever else is on your mind, sir. Let them have
it. Yeah, and don't forget about Packers and Redskins. You forgot about that game.
We got the Sunday and Monday night.
Well, yeah, I know. But yeah, Packers Redskins game. Packers, they beat it. They beat it. Let me say that once again, clarify for my
beat
fans.
That
I did say beat it.
I can't believe I said beat it. I was listening to Michael Jackson. Just beat it, but not beat it.
I had to mix up like that. I don't know what's wrong with me. And I didn't drink today. Yeah, I don't know. I like two, but anyway. All right, Packers won 20-15. Haskins, decent. A little bit, I guess. But this game was all about both defenses getting a lot of sacks. Packers had 4 sacks, and Redskins defense had 4 sacks as well. Did we talk about? Yeah, we did do the Jets and the Dolphins. All right, Thursday night's game. Unfortunately.
Thursday night for next week.
Thursday night's game for this upcoming Thursday, because I get the days mixed up, because we used to do the show on Monday.
Who knows what
Sunday.
The day is?
All right, let's put it like this.
Are we on Pacific time?
I'm about to beat it
across the
table. All right. You have the Jets coming in to take on the Baltimore Ravens. Not much to say on this game other than this. Jets defense missing a lot of players. They're ailing over there, especially that secondary. It was a little interesting today for Dolphins. I thought they would take advantage, but Devontae Parker did get hurt. He left the game a little early. But I think Ravens, I think this is going to be a where you might see Hollywood Brown have a touchdown game. Lamar Jackson is going to do his thing as well. Jamal Adams with that ankle injury, I don't know if he's going to play yet. Hasn't been announced. Fitness today, injuries do take a little bit longer to recover. But I'm going to go with the Ravens in this game. I think the Ravens are going to win 27-10.
Taking the Ravens in the United States, putting your foot in the sky. You know what I'm saying? Not going out on a ledge there, buddy. But I think the analysis of the game was absolutely right. Lamar Jackson, I mean, you didn't mention him. Man, dude's got fire coming up. He's playing damn. Like, he's playing with Sean Kennedy. He's third member. He's going up for Al Houston saying, boom, shaka-laka-laka. So, man, hey, let's go into, the Sunday of week 15. And this is what it's about. Now it's getting tight booty. Whole sphincter time going into the playoffs, bro. Like, I mean, people are like, man, are we going to make it? Are we have at least 7 wins? Are we ready to get down the playoffs? Are we ready to make off run? Spot and selection there. New England and Cincinnati are playing at 1 o'clock on the You know that's going to be a blowout.
Yeah, that game is going to be a blowout. Just to say blowout. Tampa Bay and Detroit, not really excited about that game. Chicago and Green Bay, ooh, playoff implications. Green Bay looking at maybe that number 2 seed. Depending on they finish out the season, but right now they got a good shot. I'm going to take Green Bay in that game. Houston and Tennessee is going to be the game I'm looking for. Man, I don't know about the Texans. They're up and down, Jack on high. Tennessee looking really good right now. The Texans got a lot of injuries on that defense side of the ball. But I'm seeing that.
We got backtrack and move forward. Chicago and Green Bay, how could you poo-poo that game? Or Mr. Trubisky? We said that Mitch, money-making Mitch, is the best. We'll see. It's not the same Mr. Trubisky there was before. Houston and Tennessee, excellent game. Tennessee Titans are playing like a team that represents their coach in people. Very physical, good running game, great defense. Tennessee. Looking to try to go on a roll, even though Houston, coming off a blowout loss, they still are one of the premier teams in the AFC. Denver and KC, you got to say this in-division game is going to go to KC, right? Not much of a match there. The Giants in Miami, this is a Super Bowl right here. I guess it'll be Eli, maybe Daniel Jones. We don't know, but we think that the Giants will probably win this one, even though Miami's been playing some good football. But who knows? We'll touch on that again, and we'll go over that score with you. Philadelphia, Washington, only interesting because the in-division matchup, both of these teams are bad. Philadelphia needs this one, so hopefully they'll win this game. Seattle and Carolina. Carolina has been doing bad. They've been doing bad now with Kyle Allen, and Seattle's on the roll. Take Seattle in that one. I mean, take whatever points. I mean, geez, this is ridiculous. Seattle's going to win that one by a lot. Jacksonville and Oakland. Look for Oakland to get back on win streak with that one. Cleveland and Arizona. Take Cleveland. Oh, Arizona's not been too great. Minnesota and the Chargers. Minnesota's been looking great. Dallas and Rams. I'll have to take the Rams. Dallas has been looking really bad. Atlanta, San Francisco, Buffalo, and Pittsburgh on Sunday night. I'm going to go with Dallas and then San Francisco. And then on Monday Night Football, we got the Colts and the Saints. And Nick, the Colts have been reeling, so I'm going to take the Saints now. That one. You agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. And it's a nice game. I'm going to take Seattle in the game and then Monday night. Actually, I'm gonna go. I want to go with my downfall. I'm gonna go with the Eagles. All right, fans. Nick Root. We will see you guys next Sunday, 7:30 Eastern time.